Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Germany to Berlin to Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. We look to the headlines that dominate the story in Germany and Europe these days. For example, Germany takes in 1 million refugees from the war. This is Bloomberg reporting. Germany has taken in about 1 million refugees from Ukraine since the start of the Russian invasion. And while a portion of those have traveled on to other European countries or returned home, the influx is still at about 700 a day. We also have other news from Bloomberg that very much influences the whole of the European Union. France unexpectedly joins Germany with shrinking economy. Subhead, German output fell for a second month in August, survey shows, and the French output is contracting for the first time in a year and a half, mirroring the trend seen in Germany, writes Bloomberg. I go immediately to Judy Dempsey because she's watching these events from Berlin, from the capital, where Germany has its own political life to deal with because of the diminution and the prospect of further diminution of energy sources now and into the future. I think I've read you have to calculate for the second year as well as the first year. Judy, a very good day to you. Regret that I bring disturbing news, but there it is. The positive is that Germany is taking in refugees from Ukraine, and there does not seem to be the disorder that was associated many years ago when Angela Merkel welcomed in refugees from the Middle East. However, this does weigh upon the government right now, and Olaf Scholz is doing a very hard job of trying to knit together all of these prospects of contraction, if it is a recession, energy sources drying up, the war fighting, the refugees, and by the way, the Rhine River is very, very low. So, Judy, how is the political conversation in Berlin right now? Is it measured or is it chaotic? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thanks. It's always very nice on your show. There's a couple of elements here. One is the reassuring comments by the Vice Chancellor and Green Economy Minister Robert Habeck that the storage facilities will be rather full, or 80%, over 80% in the coming months. So this is the good news. Of course, if storage facilities for gas are filling up, naturally, the user will actually empty them sooner or later. But Habeck is trying to reassure the public that things are under control. He's been on a huge buying spree, whether it's Qatar or Canada, the United States, everywhere else, just to shore up the whole energy deficit because of how Russia is squeezing Germany in terms of cutting off energy. In terms of political discourse, it's going to be quite interesting over the next couple of weeks. Olaf Scholz, the chancellor, was booed a week ago when he was out in one of the cities in eastern Germany. And the far right and the left will obviously make hay out of this energy crisis and try to weaken the coalition. So it's fragile at the moment, but the government is trying to reassure the public that there will be subsidies, there will be help. But everything seems to be coming together. This is seriously a collection of plagues on the European economies.
You report most recently that energy prices in Berlin, in the industrialized part of Germany, have doubled and they're heading to triple. We see similar numbers being either speculated upon or commented upon throughout Europe. Is the public aware of this and has come to terms with it, or is the blame game starting against Olaf Scholz's coalition?
The public is well aware of these high prices, and just wait till the autumn bills come in. Prices are already doubling. Consumers get letters from the energy providers saying expect more price increases. They've gone up 100%, 120%, especially in Germany, because it was dependent on Russian gas. Other countries like Finland have diversified, and Estonia, but Germany is very hard hit, and so are some other countries. Are they blaming Olaf Scholz at the moment? Not yet, because of the promise of subsidies and help. But the bigger long-term problem is how long will the public support the German view or the European view of sanctions against Russia because of the effect on the energy and the whole consumer index. And of course, President Vladimir Putin is playing on these kind of fears. He's already and always used energy as a geostrategic instrument. And this is certainly going to happen. And don't forget the run-up to the Italian elections where the far right is meant to be doing very well and they are rather Russia-friendly.
Yes, this is the question that you pose in your essay for the Strategic Europe. Judy's the editor-in-chief. That you're, as Germany goes, so goes Europe in its commitment to Ukraine. And right now, reading at this distance, Judy, I can't tell. There does not seem to be a weakening or fracturing in the European Union's support for Ukraine. And because they're often the same, the NATO support for Ukraine. But we wouldn't pick this up in headlines. These are written with correspondents who are in the capitals. We would first hear it in smaller parties, such as what you just mentioned in Italy. Are there elements in the many parties in Germany where they're commenting about we've got to think of ourselves, or we've got to think of the atmosphere, we've got to think of green. We can't throw over all the commitment we have to transforming our economy because Ukraine won't talk to Russia, or some other cynical remark like that. Is that happening in smaller parties?
It's out there a little. It's not fully articulated. I think it's not fully articulated because the sheer brutality of the Russian war in Ukraine and what it does to civilians, frankly. And secondly, I don't think we should underestimate the impact of the tens of thousands of Ukrainians who are seeking shelter and security in Poland, in Sweden, and particularly in Germany and France. And they do have an impact on the public opinion. They're well integrated. The kids are going to school now. So far, it's simply not a problem. It's always a problem, of course, finding housing for them, but that's not a problem. The real issue, which hasn't yet been articulated, is how and when this war is going to end. And if this is going to arise, who is going to start the negotiations? Nobody mentions the idea of diplomacy. Nobody mentions the idea of peace talks. Nobody mentions the idea of a ceasefire. And of course, President Zelensky of Ukraine cannot mention this because he doesn't want to sell out. And President Putin is under immense pressure to get Eastern Ukraine under control. So there's a terrible, dangerous situation now where nobody mentions the idea of negotiations. The longer this war goes on, the public opinion will question for how much longer must they bear the cost of high energy prices.
Yes, and the recession talk, it's commonplace now in Europe. That means people to lose their jobs or their guarantees that they can pay their bills. Is there talk in the Bundestag of subsidies now, of needing to come forward and help people through the winter?
Yes, definitely. The question is what level of subsidies and for who? Should it be for the middle class? Should it be for those who really can't afford it? The bottom line is that the higher the energy price, the greater the impact of consumer spending. Consumer spending will definitely be lower. It'll have a terribly negative impact. And of course, this will have an impact on the growth of the Eurozone economies.
I don't want to welcome bad news, Judy, so I'm going to stop asking these pointed questions about does everybody understand how bad it is. What is your intuition about the German public? Is it ready for a long and bitter struggle in Ukraine? Because that is every recommendation I read now, that this will not be over quickly and that we're looking to plan for the second year. Is that part of the conversation in the newspapers, on the television?
It's part of the conversation in the more serious newspapers like the conservative Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. The conversation, there isn't a consensus yet about for how long this war will go on. Curiously, unless I'm reading it incorrectly, there is an acceptance that this is a war that that Russia cannot win. Of course, there are pro-Russian sympathizers in every EU capital. And of course, the misinformation and disinformation fed by Russia, especially into an election time like in Italy, will have an impact. But for the moment, I think the Europeans realize that here's Russia evolving into a fascist state. And is this the kind of country that Europe can afford to actually weaken its defences, so to speak, and actually renege on its commitment to Ukraine. It's very complex at the moment, but the tipping point hasn't been reached.
Judy Dempsey, the Editor-in-Chief of Strategic Europe for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Berlin. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.